deden, well, mentors, but development by Libra.
Thanks. Hello, everyone. So my talk today will be about, so as it says on the title, the state of mentors.debian.net. So after a bit of introduction, I talk about what is mentors.debian.net. Then I present the work that has been done during the Summer of Code and present what we want to do with mentors.debian.net and how to help. So first, who am I? I'm a package maintainer since 2010, Debian maintainer a year after that, and I've been victimized to maintain DebExpo since early 2012. I wanted to improve a little the user experience. I submitted a patch, I gained commit privileges, I gained access to the machine, and well, you know it works. In real life, I'm a sysadmin in a French grande école. I manage web-based tools and a few client machines running an ancient version of Fedora, which is bad, but yeah. Excuse me? And Snap Architect. So this talk is not about the fact that sponsoring is hard. Yeah, we know. This is not about the workflow, even if we are part of it. And this is not about salvaging packages or maintainers that don't stay long in the project. So mentors.debian.net is a platform for Debian package maintainers, for newcomers to upload and share their packages. We provide storage space. We provide automated QA analysis of the packages, and we provide tools to help sponsors and sponsorees interact. So, how does mentors.debian.net work? Well, first of all, who knows here how to contribute a package into Debian? Okay, well, not many people, the others maybe are asleep or something, but anyway. So, just there are three classes of package maintainers. The most powerful ones are Debian developers. They can upload any package at any time. The Debian maintainers are a recent addition to the Debian ecosystem. They can upload the package they have been allowed to upload by Debian developer. And last but not least, the sponsored maintainers cannot upload packages by themselves. They need to be sponsored, which means that a Debian developer has to sign their packages with GPG before uploading them to the archive. So this is our audience for mentors.debian.net. So, how does a newcomer upload the package into Debian? So first of all, well, he has to prepare the package. I mean, it doesn't work by himself. So he needs to upload it somewhere. Then the lengthy part starts. He has to find a sponsor. So there are a few ways to do that. The most recent way is to file a sponsorship request bug, which means you file a bug in the Debian BTS with some metadata saying, yes, this is such and such package version, and we want it's there. I want it uploaded quick because it is an RC bug fix or something. But anyway, you can write the Debian mentors list. Actually, sponsorship requests, the maintainer of this pseudo package is the Debian mentors list. So if you file a bug, it goes to the mailing list. Another and more and more important way of finding a sponsor is finding a team with which you can work and get your package into Debian. It's more, there is the Perl team, Python team, Ruby team, etc., etc. Or you can prod your previous sponsor and say, hey, I have a new package, would you want to upload it for me? And then you wait. And you wait, and you wait. And someone responds and tells you, yeah, this doesn't work, so please fix that, please fix this. So you update, and there is some back and forth with you and your sponsor, or other reviewers that say, hey, yes, I want to review your package, but I won't upload. And then, after a while, you get your package uploaded. So, where does mentors.debian.net stand here? Well, the idea behind mentors.debian.net is to have a central place for sponsored maintainers to upload their package and share it for review. So this is, well, this was more or less a companion to the Debian Mentors mailing list. It is now becoming also a place for developers of Debian derivatives too, because, well, for example, Ubuntu used to have a process for direct uploads inside Ubuntu, but they shut down the service, and they asked people to upload their packages to Debian first, then let the packages flow to Ubuntu. So mentors.debian.net, to the best of my knowledge, has seen two software revisions. The first one was built by Christoph Haas and others a while back. I think it was 6 or 7 years ago, I guess. And it has been replaced by more recent software in 2011. So this talk is about the most recent software, of course. So DebExpo is the software that runs mentors.debian.net. It's started as a Google Summer of Code project by Johnny Lomb, mentored by Christoph Haas. So it started in June of 2008. At least they started committing at the time. The goal for DebExpo was to build a personal package archive, or PPA, for Debian. So it was, well, it's a complicated subject, but anyway. This project has languished for 2 years, where it was not finished, it was not really good to be put in production. And in 2010, Ashish Laria and Jen Dietbettner took over the project and started putting it in shape to become the new mentors.debian.net, which was an old code base with no maintainers. So the switch happened in August of 2011, thanks to Ashish and Arnaud Toll. And then this is where I come in with some UI improvements. So in February of this year. And this summer we had two students for Google Summer of Code, so we could make a lot of improvements. We wanted to merge those changes today, but it takes a bit more work than we expected. So the software stack is quite, it shows that this thing was built in 2008 and Pylons 1.0, so it's quite old. It's not supported anymore. But we used the Mako template engine, the routing engine built into Pylons. We use SQL Alchemy for the object relational mapping, and web helpers for the forms and stuff. We use the usual Python Debian module. So yeah, everything is Python, basically. The infrastructure, it's hosted on a Wavecom virtual machine. Arnaud works there, so, well, it's a Debian squeeze box with a few backports, using Apache and modwsgi, and a patched FTP server for uploads, because we want to allow anonymous uploads. We don't want to allow people to clobber other people's uploads, so, well, the FTP server had to be patched. Anyway. So yeah, it's not a very complicated infrastructure, but it's starting to show its age. So we have to think about upgrading it. Anyway, so this summer we had two students. One of them is here, the other one left already, but he was here earlier. So Clément here wanted to match automatically packages with sponsors. The main issue is that for a maintainer, for a new maintainer, finding a sponsor is a very lengthy process. I mean, I first uploaded my first package in, I think, November of 2009. Someone responded in February or March of 2010. So 5 months waiting just for an answer. For a sponsor, the flow of packages to be sponsored is overwhelming. I mean, there are tons and tons of packages that want to flow into Debian. So the goal of the project was twofold: giving the sponsored maintainers a list of potential sponsors to prod. So I mean, hello, I see you have uploaded this and this and this. I want to maintain that. Can you upload it? And on the other end, giving potential sponsors a list of packages to look out for. I mean, there are a lot of packages. DebExpo allows you to filter for existing packages. So you can say, yes, I want to watch this and that package. But you can't say, yes, I'm interested in Python. I'm interested in OCaml. I don't know. So this is the main goal. So in the background, what was done is analyzing packages semantically, so finding out traits for a package, and analyzing the upload history of Debian developers to find what are his interests, in fact, and clustering the traits to match sponsors and packages, hopefully with some feedback, which means that if we are wrong, we say, hey, no, I don't want to, I have no interest in that kind of packages, and it can be filtered out. So the problem was that there were no proper API to store metadata about packages. We had some hacks where we put serialized Python objects inside the database. It was crappy. And the package analysis is heavy. So when do we do it? Do we do it at each upload? Do we do it at page load? Well, anyway. So the outcomes of the project, Clément rewrote the metadata storage API to make it easier to query. He integrated DebTex package analysis heuristics. So he talked with Enrico Zini to find out if it was relevant. It was. So he integrated this. And some steps to start a package sponsor matching. So, well, there is still work to do. I mean, right now you still don't have a sponsor package matching proper, but we have the basis to do it. And we also need to integrate the fact that there are more and more packaging teams that needs to be taken into account. So the second Google Summer of Code project was improving the package review interface for mentors.debian.net. So the issue is that there are several competing platforms for reviewing packages. There were a comment system on mentors.debian.net, which means for each version uploaded, anyone could attach a comment, say, yeah, this needs to be reworked, etc. So those comments were only mailed to the people involved, which means the sponsor, the reviewer, and the uploader. There is the Debian Mentors mailing list. There are now the sponsorship request bugs and the team mailing lists. So how can we put all the info in one place, but still allowing the use of every platform? The last goal was to cater for our friends from derivative distributions, because I'm talking about Ubuntu again. They shut down their package reviewing system. They had a nice source browser with comment system, etc. So we wanted to replicate that, because, well, it's it's something nice to have. So there were two main outcomes: a source browser. So for that, we needed to extend the package storage pool to get the flat source, because we only had the latest upload for every package, and that's it. Our package pool overwrites the package that gets re-uploaded every time, so it was not very good. The review interface had to be completely reworked because the comment engine was not really used. And last but not least, we needed to connect the mailing list and the BTS properly for a three-way integration between the website and the two other communication channels. The outcomes, well, we now have a Git-based package storage backend, which allows us to keep track of every single upload without using too much space. Source code browser has been written with review capabilities, which means you can tell, yeah, on this line you have such and such problem, etc. We put in place the basis for a karma system. So what do we mean by karma system? The idea is that there are too many packages to review. So we want to enable people to review other people's packages and reward them. I mean, it's a social idea. So the idea is that if people find your comment relevant, so you get a plus one, etc. We have the base for that. And a connector for mailing lists, which means that mentors receives the mailing list mails and attaches them to a package, and vice versa, which means that when you finalize your review, you can send a mail directly from the website. So all this work was done in separate branches. We intend to merge them as soon as we can. We began working on that this weekend. So it's taking some time, but we'll get there. So what needs to be done now to improve the experience with Mentors the Debian.net, or what are the nice things that we would like to do next? So recently, the sponsorship request workflow has been changed. People wanted a better way to track sponsorship requests using bugs instead of using just the mailing list archive. So this was done. People use some scripts to try to find out whether the bug has the right tags, etc., etc. But Mentors.debian.net is completely isolated from this workflow. So the Google Summer of Code work has given us the bricks to build the connection. We still need to do it. So there are some nice interfaces that show the sponsorship queue. Let's click on that. Crap, no network. So, okay, anyway. So, this is a nice interface which shows, there are such and such package to upload. Yes, the queue is very, very long. So having such a view on the central Mentors website would be very good. So we need to take into account that package maintenance is really shifting towards teams. I mean, there are more and more packaging teams, each with their own workflow. Some are tracking packages via their versioning system, some use their mailing list, some use a package entropy tracker, or other stuff. There is a sponsorship queue on the Debian IRC topics, or whatever. This is complicated for a newcomer to arrive and say, yes, I want to maintain this package, And well, I have to find out whether it can fit in a team. Then I have to find out about the very specific workflow for the team. Then, and it takes time. It's demotivating, and people don't do it. So we would like in Mentors to take that into account and give teams some tools to help with their workflow, which would help reducing the number of entry points for newcomers. I mean, it would really ease, I think, the sponsorship process if there was a central place where we could have all the info. We came to the we realized that half of Debian's packages were maintained by sponsored maintainers, so without any upload rights. And so a lot of the newcomers come through Debian.net, come through mentors.debian.net. A lot of the package maintenance goes through this website, but that service is run off of personal resources in an unofficial fashion. The main issue with that is that random people can upload random crap to it without any prior checks. There is no new queue of sorts, which means that nobody will ever check if a package is suited to be distributed. It is the sponsor's job, so, well, Mentors doesn't do it. So a solution is in progress, thanks to Zach and SPI lawyers. Basically, the idea is to disclaim responsibility on user-contributed content by having them sign an agreement saying, yes, I won't upload random crap to distribute it through mentors.debian.net. I mean, that's the gist. Yeah, or just say that we are not responsible for the crap that you users upload. So why don't we do it? Well, because actually there are mostly two of us, plus two with the Google Summer of Code, but we are very busy people. Arno is working on his master's thesis. I just changed jobs. There are lots to do. So as usual, help is welcome. So how can you help? We don't really have or use a mailing list. We are IRC people. So your best bet is coming see us on IRC. So it's sharpdebexpo on irc.debian.org. You can also take a look at our wiki pages on the Debian wiki. I mean, the to-do list is fairly up to date. It was before the summer, it kind of still is. So yeah, that's basically it. So thanks for listening. And I'll take your questions now. Yes.
You mentioned something about package metadata.
Yes.
In one of the early slides.
Of course. So the idea is that for each package, the Mentos. We have some infrastructure to run checks on packages. For example, we run Lintian, we run source checks to we get the developer compatibility level, etc., etc. We display that on the web page. So I just show you. So yes, this is a package web page. So this package was uploaded on Mentos, and all this info is put inside the database, and this is our this is what we call the metadata. I'm not sure I answered the question. No, maybe. Did I answer the question or? Okay, thanks. Are there any more questions?
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks.